You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Arana, your business coach, and today I would like to share to you the three ways to increase sales and profits. And before that, last week or 2 weeks ago, I sent an email to all my subscribers and blog readers and podcast listeners and asking them asking them opportunity to ask me a question, send me any of their business question, startup question. And today, I would like to answer one of the emails that I received coming from Hilda Lisa Pogoy. And I'm going to read to you guys her email. She said, I own a small school for preschool and elementary. My space is limited, so I cannot accept more enrollees. Profitability? Said break even. So I'm planning to close the school, but my heart aches. Please help me. Okay. So her heart aches. I just hope. You're not talking about love life in here, so I'm not the right person to ask for that. Maybe ask Joe Mango. So anyway, I know what she means. She really would like to move on, or rather not move on, but she really would like to keep her business alive, basically. And one of the problems that she has is her space is limited, so she cannot accept more enrollees, right? So when say enrollees, basically that's her customer. But to be more accurate, in school, I believe the customer is not really the students, but the parents, because the parents are the one who makes the decision, and the parents are the one who pays for the tuition, right? So good news for you, Lisa, and that is because you are in break even. So you just have to find that extra 10, 20, or even 100% to make money with your business, because a lot of business right now are losing money. So you are not in the red, though you're not making as well. So if you don't own a school or whoever you are right now, if you're not Hilda Lisa, you're still thinking to start your own business, or if you have an existing business, what I'm going to share to you are, as I've said, three ways to make, to increase your sales and profits, whatever business you are in. Okay, so I just want you to listen up. Number one is to get more customers. So for Hilda Lisa, basically, that is her problem. Her problem is, she doesn't have enough space for to accept more enrollees, right? So that is, as I've said, her customers, right? Number two ways, I'm going to answer that question of Lisa later on. Let's just want to tell you the three ways, increase sales. Number two is increase transaction value. And number three is make them to return more often. So those are the three. Now, how are you going to apply that in your business, Hilda Lisa? Number one, as I've said, is get more customers. Now, your problem is, again, is space. And it is indeed a problem. That's actually one of the issues to some restaurant business that I've consulted with. And that is because the restaurant is not big enough. So during peak hours, there's a long wait in the door. So they're losing money with that. So that is indeed a problem. Now, here's what I want you to do, Hilda Lisa. And that is, you do a brainstorming. Okay? If brainstorming is a new term for you, is basically just think about all the possible things that you can get more customers despite of the situation, despite of your limited space. For example, just a disclaimer, I never had a school before. This is my first time actually to get a question for a school owner. So I never consulted. I never had a consulting job helping a school owner. So this is just some of idea, right? So again, brainstorm. When I say brainstorm, pour out all ideas, possible ideas, maybe silly, crazy ideas, Just write it down, pour it out on paper, right? So one of the idea that I think that I think may help you is maybe because of your limited space, maybe you can have a classes on a weekend. It could be not necessarily for students, but it could be something else. Basically, my idea is you can get more customers, but maybe on a different program. You want to maximize, again, you want to maximize, I'm assuming that you're renting, or even if you own the place, I'm assuming that it's a fixed cost, so you can maximize that space by having, say, a weekend course or a summer course, right? So it could be a Saturday, Sunday course or something like that. So that way you can find more enrollees, or maybe you can have, say, an evening course, I don't know, maybe an early morning course, or I don't know, again, you just have to do it yourself. You have to brainstorm, pour in different ideas. Just write it down. As I've said, when you try to brainstorm things, right? Let's say you're thinking about how to get more customers. Do not scrutinize every idea like immediately, right on. Just write it down. Everything on paper, just write it down. And then after you felt that, you know, you've poured out everything, then that's the only time you start to scrutinize all the ideas for you. Or all the ideas that you've wrote down, okay? So number two that you can think of is increasing the transaction value. So what do I mean? So for example, there's like really no way for you to get more enrollees, okay? So the thing that you can look at is the increasing the transaction value. If you visited McDonald's, I hope so, at least once in your life, or say Wendy's or Burger King, for example, remember, you know, when you order to, say, a service crew or the person in the counter, and then you ask, pagbilang nga po ng Big Mac, right? Remember, after you ordered, normally they're going to ask you, Mommy, would you like to add Sunday for that? Or would you like to add a big fries for that, right? Do you remember that thing? If you don't, then I suggest go to McDonald's or whatever, fast food, and just watch how they sell to you, okay? That is called upsell, or that's another way to increase in transaction value. So they're upselling you during the buying process. For example, in one of my business, I have this an online bookstore where we sell different books and stuff, right? So when someone buys from us, immediately after purchase or during the buying process, we ask them, would you like to add a workbook with what you're buying right now? Would you like to add a software to what you're buying that will work together with the book that you're buying right now, right? That's called an upsell. And in our business, it gives us additional 20% in sales, right? So imagine the same customers, but you make 20% more in sales, in revenue. So think about that. Again, I don't know how the school thing works on how you sell things to teachers, but imagine, or again, brainstorm. Okay, we're now in step two, which is increasing the transaction value. Brainstorm and see if there's a way for you to offer something for them that you think will be valuable for the parents. So it could be membership, it could be a discount on school supplies, it could be an offer from a different business. For example, let's say there's a nearby school supplies or a retail store who sells school supplies, for example. You can, you know, do a joint venture with them, partner with them, that they can give you a big discount on school supplies, and then you're gonna offer that supplies to the teachers, or rather to the parents, right? So that's an opportunity for you to make more money. Again, same enrollees, okay, but the opportunity for you to make more, increase your sales and revenue. So think about that, Hilda Lisa. And if you are in a different, if you're not able to listen and listening to this podcast, then start to think about on how you can make more in your business, even if it's a restaurant, a retail, an online business, or whatever. Find a way to increase the transaction value. Number three, which will be the last step, will be to make them to return more often. That's the third step. increasing the return visit. Now, for a restaurant, that's pretty much, you know, an easy way to explain things, which is, you know, make a marketing strategy or sales strategy so the people who visit your restaurant will return and visit your restaurant more often. For school, I don't know how are you going to apply that, but then again, sit down and brainstorm again, you know, some of the ideas. We can have a weekend course or a weekend program, or maybe you can, you know, as I've said, open up your place for rent, for example, on weekends where nobody's really using it. So at least you make much more for the same venue. Okay? So those are some of the ideas, Helda Lisa. Again, you have to sit down, pause. If you have to set one whole day just thinking about what I have said, then do it. You said your heart aches closing this school, maybe because you love the students, maybe because you love the business, and I don't want that to happen too. So it is worth spending one whole day away from your, maybe from your kids, from your spouse, from anybody. Just go out there. Think about your business, okay? If you love doing things, I believe you will find a way to make it more profitable. Again, it's good news because you're already break even. So you just have to find that additional 10, 20, 50, or 100% revenue so you start to make more money. I hope that helps. I hope that helps everyone who's listening in this podcast. Again, this is your business coach, John Arana. To your freedom, have a great day.